Welcome to episode 98 of Cracking the Spine. I'm Zane.
I'm Sean.
I'm burping. I'm Josh.
Don't burp.
We had so many rotinis.
I fed Josh a lot of food tonight.
There was bacon in it.
Yeah, guys, for like the last 70 episodes, Zane cooks us dinner.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's pretty great.
It's like pretty. Sometimes, like, she just gets cheesesteaks for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tonight she had appetizer of gum, followed by a nice rotini with peas and bacon.
I had coconut cream pie.
I filled up on gum.
Sean did fill up on gum.
We were like, do you want food? And he's like, I'm chewing gum right now.
It was a pretty lame excuse to not want to eat my cooking.
Nope.
It's very disrespectful, I agree.
I'm all full of this gum. Mm, sorry, I can't
chew
eat
my
the delicious
sugar
meal
stick.
You prepared for me.
There's no sugar. Sugar-free. I would never chew sugar gum.
It's not even sugar gum. It's not even sugar. It's not even sugar gum. It's bullshit gum.
Whoa.
No. Ooh. Hey.
I don't like gum.
That
so.
Gum is an
like
entire
gum?
Meal,
no, like
Josh
gum.
Henderson.
It's not. It's an appetizer. I just fucking said that.
Is it fucking Charlie and the Chocolate Factory gum or what?
What
that's a
that?
Book. Let's talk about that.
No, save it for the show. Oh, wait.
Oh, shit.
Show.
Oh, shit. It's episode 98. Clyde Simmons.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Who's
rest
that?
In peace. He played for the
he
Eagles.
Is dead, yes.
No, wait. I think he's still alive.
I think he's dead.
All right.
Rest
I've
in peace either
before,
way.
So if you're alive,
we wish him nothing
Clyde,
but the best.
Get a good night's sleep.
If you are alive, you are listening.
Hit us up, man.
Facebook.
I just learned who you are.
He was good. He was part of that
he
defense
was good.
With the Buddy Ryan
oh.
defense.
Buddy's
oh.
gonna get you. Buddy's
no.
gonna get
no.
you. Buddy's gonna get you. Definitely gonna get you.
No, that's The Rhythm Is Gonna Get You by Gloria Estefan. That's not a keyboard. It's a piano. It's a table. And it was, Buddy's watching you. He's watching. Yeah, he's watching.
That's exactly what I just said.
No.
I don't notice a difference at all to what we're doing.
I super duper don't know what's going on.
We're talking about football.
Did he have a song?
The Eagles
in the
eight. You can say tell explain.
In the year that the Eagles were supposed to be going to the Super Bowl before Randall Cunningham got hurt in the second game of the year.
I know that name.
Okay. The Eagles put out a song called Buddy's Watching You. Buddy Ryan was their coach.
It's a rap song.
It's a
loosely,
it's a,
loosely.
It's a mid-80s rap song.
Yeah,
so
it's
like
really
it's
bad.
Like, my name is Football and I'm here to say
yeah.
I love football in a major way. Like that was
yeah.
as dope as it got.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking dope.
Yeah, well.
You can listen to it.
Josh can edit some in right here.
I'll put some in. Look out! I'm coming on to Randall Cunningham, quarterback, the guy everybody wants to sell.
Now you see me, now you don't. You think you will? No, you won't. But it was, I want to say it charted.
I don't know. I mean,
oh God,
probably because this was after the Bears,
the Super Bowl shuffle,
the Super Bowl shuffle, and that was Buddy Ryan was on the Bears, so they were like, let's just do what they did.
Right.
It's really bad though.
But Clyde Simmons was number 98 on the Eagles, and he was on that. He was in that video.
Yeah,
okay.
It's
yeah.
a video. It's literally a video. It's taped on like somebody's VCR
yeah.
videotape player.
Yeah,
from 1988.
Cool.
Clyde Simmons, is
earlier.
He dead or alive?
Anyway, Zane, what you reading?
I finally started the 5th season by N.K. Jemisin.
Okay.
And, I'm like, maybe, I'm not super far into it. I haven't had a lot of time. I'm like maybe 70 pages into it, but it's awesome.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's really good. You should definitely read it.
He's not dead.
And...
Clyde Simmons not dead. Thank
oh,
God.
Sorry.
Thank
I was like,
God.
I know Sean's not
no,
dead.
No, Sean is
I,
dead.
I know. He was,
he's dead to
he
me.
He was Googling stuff. No, wait, what? I'm listening, Zane.
What did he do?
He was right. I was wrong. He's dead to me. I'm just Sean, and today I will be the Sean.
Sports.
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 By Huey Lewis.
It's really good. And it's weird because it starts with the world is very centered around like earthquakes.
Terrifying.
Like in the book? Or,
yes.
Okay.
And,
is it modern times or is it
no.
our world? Is it Earth? Or is it an Earth-like planet?
It's an Earth-like planet.
Okay.
One times gravity.
It's a fantasy novel.
Okay.
So it's like, I assume it's Earth.
Sure.
High
they don't,
fantasy?
middle fantasy.
There it is.
Here we go. Oh no.
Like the very beginning of the book is someone purposefully splits the earth in two.
Who could do that?
And it's like bonkers, and it signals like the end of the world. But that I started reading that like just a few days before that giant rip in the earth appeared,
right?
And like in real life.
Uh-oh.
And also I saw the author is on Twitter, and she retweeted, someone was like, they tweeted that headline they were like, I'm just kind of looking at N.K. Jemisin right now for no particular reason. She retweeted it. It was pretty great.
Dude.
I was like, I know the context of this.
That's like, dude, that's like the greatest.
I get that reference.
Yeah.
That's like the greatest, like, PR move. I bet she did it. She's in there with a chisel.
So, but I'm excited because this book is part of a series. Ah. So if I'm super into
it,
then
finished?
I have more.
The series?
I want to say yes. I think there's three of these books
out. Want you to say yes, too.
I actually don't know if there's more in the series than just these three. I think there's three.
Fair.
Oh, my God. Okay, Sean, what are you reading?
Wow, me?
Yeah.
Well, no, I was legitimately listening.
You were like, yeah, mm-hmm, yeah. Okay, cool. Well, yeah.
No, I was responding to what you said. Is it a series? I don't know. But then you were burping, and I was trying to cover your burps, to be honest with you.
I didn't see a burp.
You laughed at her burp.
I just laugh at Zane. I think she's funny.
I was trying to help you, dude. I'm serious.
Thanks.
She's burping again. Talk over her.
The help.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. She stopped.
Hold on. Excuse me. I have to burp.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We had so many.
I am still reading Before the Fall.
Okay.
Which I've checked out from the library and has to be back this week.
Man,
so
we suck.
You don't suck as much as I do.
I'm the worst.
Duh.
I am falling from grace.
You're busy.
Yeah, but you were never in grace.
True. I was always a delinquent.
Also, you're on like 17 podcasts now.
That's true.
Like you have that.
Is it 17?
Star Wars podcast,
yeah.
And that.
What?
That
you're
like,
too busy. You should take
video
a break.
Arcade podcast and
video arcade podcast.
Yeah, the one where you're like, "Hey, we're gonna put more quarters in the game to keep playing."
This is the part of the show where Sean pretends like he doesn't know what continue is.
Exactly what continue is. I'm doing a bit. I'm riffing. That's what I do. I'm awesome.
I'm awesome. I'm awesome at bits.
But I also checked out. I think I told you guys this.
Excuse me, I'm burping.
Nice.
I checked out the Brandon Sanderson book that we talked about last week because the main character is supposed to be me. And when I said that, you guys you said,
uh-huh. I remember that.
I would put in the clip, but you did a perfect impersonation of us.
Excuse me, you burped.
It was very Rick and Morty.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is this episode going to be all the little where we burp?
We all eat so much fucking food because Zane feeds us all the time.
Not me. I filled up on gum.
Yeah, I know.
We heard about it.
So, I haven't made any headway with either of those books, but I still have them.
So you didn't start it. Okay. I was going to ask if, I'm very curious to know if you see yourself in this character. I think that this is my number one most fascinating thing about people, like who people see themselves as. It's very interesting to me.
Okay.
I see myself as like really awesome all the time, so I'm always
like
awesome.
Liken yourself to a fictional character.
Hmm.
Like H from Ready Player One, like that awesome.
Yo.
It's spelled A-E-C-H.
I think we just came up with a podcast topic.
This is a good topic. I'd have to think about it because I wouldn't want to seem like I was too cocky, head, I'm super cocky.
Like, should we forego what we're going to do?
All I heard was cock.
Yeah, well.
I think we got another podcast.
Save it for one of your other shows, Josh.
Star Trek Cockcast.
Continue my cock?
Are you reading anything, Josh?
Pass.
I've also been reading a lot of Bloom County.
What's Bloom County?
It's a comic strip from like the 80s and early 90s.
Okay.
And he was, it was like a massively syndicated comic strip all across the country in newspapers when those were a thing, but they're not anymore. But the guy who invented him, created Bloom County, his name is Berkeley Breathes.
Is that his real name?
His real name.
I don't believe it.
Well, okay. He doesn't mind.
He doesn't listen, or what?
He's been revisiting, like reviving the strip. He started it on Facebook, and now it's moved to Instagram.
IG, as the kids call it.
Really, really funny.
That's good.
So I've been reading a lot of comic strips.
That's reading.
That counts.
Yeah, that totally counts.
Cool. I'm reading.
If you were Josh, we'd be like,
I'm better than Josh.
Good job, bud.
Yeah. I'm going to burp.
That's beautiful.
Oh, man.
That's beautiful.
I guess I shouldn't feed you anymore.
It's all that bacon.
You have to talk over it when I burp, dude.
There was no ability to do that.
Yep.
Too late. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's the worst podcast. Mm. I'm going to continue.
I still have Zane's book.
Yeah, you do. I want to read it again, too.
Well, I got to read it first. Maybe I'll just go buy my own and then give you yours back.
Wait, are we still talking about the second
yeah,
Patrick Rothfuss?
I stopped. I read, like, because I'm so, like, I just want him to not be in this.
You want him to not be in the burp? What? What
I
you
want
saying?
Him to be, uh-huh. not yeah. be in this. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Let's go to the second part of the show.
You should really keep reading that book.
I know.
In fairness, it gets bogged down.
It does
We've talked about this before.
He's not even in the bogged down part, though.
Where are you?
He's still in the high school, doing his high school magic tricks.
Oh, the Hogwarts, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm, like, kind of over the, like, I'm poor.
Like seven Snapes.
Just fucking invent some shit, man. You're fucking, you just go, you go fight a dragon again, or whatever you did in the last one.
You should keep reading.
I'm thinking you should probably keep reading.
What did he fight in the last one?
A Dracus. It was called a Dracus.
It's a big dragon, though.
It was a dragon. Dragon that can't fly. Right, it couldn't fly.
It's a lizard, and it eats trees.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it ate all those trees in it.
And it crashed into all those stone buildings.
And it gets right. super high on that resin.
Yeah, it eats all that heroin resin.
Yeah.
It goes crazy.
Yeah.
That was a good book.
Let's just go read that book right now.
That's a good book.
It's a super good book. You should finish the second one.
When's the third one coming out? No one knows.
When you finish the second one.
Is it based on... What if it was?
You're holding it up.
What if it was,
like,
though?
Like Zane's book about the earthquake.
Dude.
Yeah, I made that happen.
Is that called, like, synchronicity or some bullshit that people believe in? Some horseshit?
Well, no, there's that effect that is, like, a thing.
Is it called synchronicity? That doesn't sound right.
You think it's that.
No, there's
like
an
that.
Effect, like, when you read something.
And then it shows up everywhere.
Yes, that is a thing, because that used to happen to me with movies. I would go to the movies and see a trailer for a movie, and I'd be like, oh, that's a trailer for that movie. And I'd go home, and they'd be like, here's that movie trailer. And I'd be like, what?
Hold on, I'm Googling it.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep. It's not synchronicity is when people believe like things like.
No, it's called the something effect.
The crap effect.
No. I don't even know how to Google
Josh
it.
Josh sucks effect.
That might be it.
I don't know. I'm sure if we put it out to the listeners, they will tell us what it's called.
That's a weird name for an effect, the I don't know effect.
Clever, Dad.
Let's go to part two.
Welcome back to episode 98 of Cracking the Spine. Me amo Sean.
I'm Zane.
Je m'appelle Joshua.
Yeah, we're going multicultural with this shit. All up in it. So before we get going on the awesome topic for this week, I will mention that it is called the Bader-Meinhof phenomenon. The Bader-Meinhof phenomenon.
There you go.
It is a phenomenon, quote, where one stumbles upon some obscure piece of information, often an unfamiliar word or name, and soon afterwards encounters the same subject again, often repeatedly. Anytime the phrase, that's so weird, I just heard about that yesterday, would be appropriate. The utterer is hip deep in Bader-Meinhof.
Ew. Quote.
The Bader jack-off phenomenon.
It says hip deep, not knuckles deep.
Sonic and Knuckles?
Yeah.
That's sure. A video game characters.
So,
what's our topic, Sean?
Thanks, Josh.
Segway, here, put in the Segway sound effect.
So it's something that we were talking about before the show, and I think I hope it would be an interesting way to go. And it was from a just – I just Googled and I found
we
this.
We can pray.
It's not a very well constructed sentence, but I think that we can figure it out what they're trying to say. It's number seven. Does a reader
– Number seven of what?
Okay. It's from Blanche – carteblancheonline.info.
What the hell is that, John?
And the name of the article is Interesting Literature Research Paper Topics, Best Suggestions.
We're pretty much that but a podcast, so.
Right? Yeah. You can source us.
I mean, basically we have a doctorate in whatever it is we do.
I know, right? Burping. Number seven. Does a reader have the right to criticize the work of an author when the words themselves are a direct representation of the feelings and thoughts of the author? So immediately I will say you get a D+ for the sentence structure on that question.
Yeah. That thesis blows.
No, the thesis is fine, but the construction of the sentence is, does a reader have the right to criticize the work of an author when the words themselves are a direct representation?
The author of this blows.
Okay.
I
don't want to parse the sentence anymore, but do readers have the right? I think what it boils down to is ultimately a work of literature is the feelings and thoughts of an author.
Yeah.
Do we have the right to criticize those thoughts and feelings?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we agree! I totally thought we were going to disagree!
I would never disagree with
That's why I said there's only one answer to this. It's very weird. I can't imagine being on the other side of this argument.
Yeah, like, why wouldn't you be able to do that?
Well,
like,
I mean, we could talk about, like, there are, you know, nice ways to criticize things.
Sure.
And shitty ways to criticize things.
I totally thought you guys were going to say no. Because I think that, to me, there's a further question that exists on this, which is, do you have the right to criticize? Yes. Do you have the right to expect that criticism leads to the author's...
Yes.
Changing...
No.
Like, no.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
yeah.
Let's go back to the example of the book Josh isn't reading, the second Patrick Rothfuss book.
Called
The Wise
A Name
Fear.
Of the
Thank you, The
Fear.
Wise Fear. And, you know, a lot of people bug the shit out of Patrick Rothfuss on Twitter saying, mm-hmm. where's the third book? Or Scott Lynch on Twitter saying, where's the fourth book? You know, like, authors who are still alive, who are writing contemporary series.
Right.
Hear a lot of criticism and hear a lot of
the internet
feedback on their – yeah, but I think this predates the internet. I mean, literary criticism has been around for a long time.
Yeah.
And
– but it's so much easier now to just be like, feelings happening,
well,
write them.
You feel like you have a direct line.
Yeah, like Twitter.
To the authors, which I – that's new.
That, yeah.
And that you're owed something. I think that the idea that you're – the author has an obligation to the reader is new.
This just happened to me. This is not the same thing, but this happened to me yesterday when I put up the other continue, and somebody was like, almost was late.
Are you serious?
And I was like, yeah, but I like made it. So like I could do whatever I want. I could have put it up never if I wanted to.
You got happens.
Like, and
you guys
just,
are weekly, right?
Yeah. It comes out every Wednesday.
Okay.
But it's like, it was like 10 o'clock at night. And if they didn't follow on Twitter, which is whatever, I was like, it will be late. I'm doing something. It'll be there though. And that's like, whatever. Maybe they didn't see it or whatever.
But thing I'm giving you for free.
Right, the free
may
thing.
May not get
right.
there exactly at the time. It always gets there
right.
for free. Right.
And then I got really annoyed because it's so fucking annoying. Because it's like, I like made this like out of nothing. I shit this out of my butt and put it on the internet for free.
That's why I don't watch.
Because that's basically the whole episode. It's just me shitting and smearing it on the camera lens.
5,000 retweets.
I assumed.
I mean, you know me.
Mm-hmm.
I love poop. But yeah.
And you guys don't mind revisiting topics?
No.
Nothing? All right. I mean, Josh smitten on a camera. Shitting on a camera lens.
Spitting is fine. That's fine.
All right.
But yeah, I think it's just the ease of like... criticism? It's not even criticism. Like what you said, Zane, like there's like criticism, like a, like educated like critiquing of things where you say
yeah.
like I like this or I don't like this.
Well, that's like you always have the right to criticize, but
right.
it doesn't mean that your criticism is correct.
Right. That's also
and your that you delivered opinion. It in a worthwhile right. manner.
Well, somehow shitposting has become synonymous with criticizing.
Right. Right. And like, I am very against this because I think people cowtail to this type of thinking and it makes
cowtail.
What is a cowtail? I love cowtails.
They're delicious.
I'm like really fucking stupid. And today I've been using all the wrong words. Anyway.
You know what? Yeah, you're the new Sean.
If you read.
Oh, it's fundamental.
Zane, that's your opinion, and don't shitpost my conversation right now.
Yeah, well, I heard that you...
Cowtail.
Cowtail.
Look, I'm changing it to cowtail. So I think people cowtail to that type of mentality where they're like...
Bring it back.
I'm making it mine.
I'm taking it back.
I'm owning it. Because, like... The worst thing you can be is, like, a bad guy now, right? Like, everyone has to be, like, perfect all the time and, like, nice.
But no, like, that's not true. Only content creators have to be perfect and nice.
Well, that's what
people
I
that
am.
People that listen to things...
Right, they don't have to be nice.
No, in fact...
They deserve
it's
to not be
nice.
To the point...
Right.
They're
shitty.
They feel better being shitty. Like, like, their job is to be like, that was a good episode, but...
Right.
But, it was 10 minutes early.
Right.
Like,
almost was late.
Yeah.
It was almost late.
Well, and, like, especially the stuff about Patrick Rothfuss, a lot of the criticism and a lot of the ire is because he hasn't completed this book yet.
Right.
And, like, you know, and then I see stuff from him where, like, he throws up a blog that's like, hey, yeah, I've been really absent the past couple months. Because my dad is really sick, and
right.
you know, and it's like, guys, like, you can't just assume.
Like,
you can't
my life is real life.
Yeah, and, like, sometimes it's shitty.
Yeah.
And, like, when your criticism of someone is that, like, especially a creative pursuit like that where he's not really on a deadline for anything,
except
the imagined one in
right.
your head.
You just
like,
want it.
When you... Like, your quote-unquote criticism of him is just hate. It's just mean for the sake of being mean.
And those same motherfuckers that are like, where's my book, where's my book, where's my book? When the book comes out, you know will be the first ones to be like, you know, 6 out of 10, worst episode ever.
Yeah,
like,
well, because they had to wait for it, and then it wasn't the thing that they wanted.
It was not what they built up in their mind. It was it's the Phantom Menace. You know what
right.
I mean? Like
exactly.
It's not what I wanted Star Wars to be. Therefore, it's shit.
I was reading a criticism of Patrick. It's so weird. This is what is that?
The Dunning-Kruger effect. The cowtail effect.
The Diane Kruger.
The Diane Kruger effect. Got it.
Cowtailing.
Hey, don't cowtail this episode.
I like stumbled on a I stumbled on a criticism of Patrick Rothfuss the other day where where someone said that apparently like a really common criticism of him is that those books like it's quote is a Mary Sue. And like Patrick Rothfuss,
I don't know what that.
A Mary Sue is like a. It comes from, I believe, a Star Trek episode, a fan fiction by someone who wrote a Star Trek episode, and the character, and it was in Mary Sue, and she could do anything. A character who can do anything always has
the
right
it's
answer.
It's the like when the author is
so Ernest Cline.
Writing
yes.
themselves.
Yes.
So Ernest Cline.
Yes.
But
yes.
what
I'm
happens?
Sorry, are we
is,
calling Patrick Rothfuss Ernest fucking Cline now?
What happens is this has become a very common criticism of authors. Like, when people
Shut
don't like the book, people say, like, it's because the main character is a Mary Sue, and it's, like,
right.
it's basically a way of saying, like, the main character is too relatable.
Well,
and then you get a character like Quoth, who's, like, the whole point of Quoth is that he talks himself up, right?
Right.
But then people are like, well, that's Patrick Rothfuss talking himself up. Like, he pictures himself as Quoth. And it was like, but, like, again, like, as you start to read this criticism, it's like, this is just mean for the sake of being mean.
Also, I would agree with some of that potentially if these stories were not told in flashback form.
Right.
Like, Quoth
and
is not
how,
young Quoth.
How many times
right.
does Quoth have to say in the story that he's a
this time,
he
yeah.
makes up stories about himself. Right. He's always talking about himself to project himself in a better light. He admits to it 1,000 times.
Yep.
So, and like, yeah, as an adult, probably doing that while he's talking to Chronicler. Like,
as an adult, he's feeble. He can't do anything. He's a shadow of what he was in his own telling of the story.
The whole criticism is that,
oh man,
that's like, this is Patrick Rothfuss talking about how great he is, and he imagines himself as Chronicler. He writes himself as this, like, infallible character. And the thing about, like, the fucking Mary Sue argument bothers me so much because it's become a go-to criticism.
It's the pineapple pizza author argument.
What was that? We were just talking about.
I've heard people accuse, like, Joe Hill of that and stuff, like, writing Mary Sue's. Like, basically, anytime you have a main character who's likable, oh no, it's a Mary Sue.
Right.
And it's super fucking annoying. And again, it's not gritty enough. You start to get into just...
What Joe Hill main character is likable?
Mean territory. Like, now we're just attacking the author for the sake of attacking the
because
author.
Because we need something to
fill the void.
Like, it's not...
We need a punching bag.
Well, you're afraid of death, so you gotta complain about stuff.
Criticism. And, like, are you entitled to making that criticism? Yeah, sure.
Sure, absolutely.
But does it make you a piece of shit? Yeah, probably.
Are you entitled to the comments that come after?
Right.
It's also, like, the postmodern modernist argument that Mike Sadorf reference, we talk about it all the time. Like, the idea that, like, things are worth... while just because they happened, right? Like, well, they did this, so it's good. And that, I think, the flip side of that is, like, the Ernest Cline argument where it's like, well, he wrote it and he tried and it's good.
And I got it.
And I got it.
I got it.
And then it's like, but it's not valuable in terms of, like, it being a good story. Like, it's written shitty. It's just shittily written. And, like, that's the Mary Sue when, like, he's like... Luckily, 3 weeks ago, I did this, so I got out of this problem. Like, that actually happens in that book when he's like, that's the definition of a Mary Sue. Like, and also shitty writing. Like, you can't just be like, by the way, I did this 3 weeks ago.
I'm reminded of, did you ever see Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back?
Yeah.
Where at the end of that movie, they take the money that they made
and they go beat up everybody.
And they beat the shit out of everyone.
They knew what they were talking about.
Like, dude, that movie's 10 years old and they were like so ahead of it.
That,
like,
movie, man.
Kevin's always ahead of the curve. Like, they just go beat kids up.
Yeah,
so I feel like it's only fair for us to talk about like our criticisms, your criticisms.
You pointing to the two of us.
I don't want to cowtail to you, Dan.
About Ernest Cline while we're talking about, like, being mean.
Right.
Uh-huh.
No, we are mean.
Like, shitty criticisms. I feel like, you know, I don't want to pretend like...
Right. To be fair, no, absolutely.
To crap like that on the show.
Absolutely.
No, In my defense and in fairness to the argument, I will say I have shit on Ernest Cline a fair amount.
Mm-hmm.
However, I approach that from a point of view of what the work is... compared to how the work is perceived, compared to other works that are of equal measure.
Or, like, similarly... like,
similarly regarded.
Right.
Without the accolades.
Right.
And I feel that my... I don't want to say my position on the podcast, because I don't have... like, there's
no... Yes, but you... I mean, you have read a lot of books, and that gives you a level of, like, knowledge.
But
like,
I don't think that my... like, just because I sit down and talk about things and record them and other people listen to them, that it gives me some kind of right to inform how this should be received. And, like, I've seen comments on the subreddit, and I've seen comments from friends who are like, you know, Sean has basically ruined Ready Player One for me. I can't see the movie without...
I mean, if one person ruins it for
that's not a very good book. Oh, sorry, that's not... And it's not on me. Like, that's... Right. I am coming on the show week after week telling you that Ready Player One is a piece of shit and Ernest Cline is not as good an author as other people...
Right.
As other authors are. He is not in the pantheon of sci-fi authors.
Right.
However, that's my opinion.
Right, it's just an opinion.
And it doesn't... You know, it's not on me to apologize for, you know, spoiling the well, as it were. Like, poisoning the water from which you drink.
I think what you're saying is what I also feel, and I will say it shorter.
Thank you.
Think for yourself. read the, if you like the book, that's fine. I don't care if you like the book, but do not sit here and lie to me and yourself by saying that it is a well-written book. It
or at least
simply is not.
Not without a basis of comparison.
It is simply terribly written. And I get that, like, it's fun and it's silly and, like, that's fine. Like, all those things are fine. And if it was written better, I would probably be like, okay, this book is really fun.
Like,
even with all the incessant.
Here, I'm on the Reddit right now, and the thread headline is, "This podcast made me cynical to the point that I'm not watching the Ready trailer, the trailer for Ready Player One, out of sheer spite." And that's fair, I guess. Sure. That's fine. And one of the comments on it is, and this is, it's before the movie was released. "I don't watch trailers in general anymore, but I'm with you. Sean's hate for this book has spread and soured..."
I read this comment.
"...has spread and soured what fun I had with it.
Right.
Definitely seeing the movie, though, I just have the expectation that it'll suck. So maybe that'll work in my favor if it's somewhat watchable." And I have talked to this guy. He's a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I've talked to him in the interim. And Josh, his reaction to the movie is a lot like yours in that the movie is better than the book.
Yeah.
It
repairs some of the stuff.
It doesn't fix the book, but it...
You can't fix the book.
But, like, I mean, Sean's hate for this book has spread and soured what fun I had with it. Like, how... is that me, Zane? I don't know. Like, no, I'm serious.
I wish this was a video podcast because Zane's face was perfect.
When I was saying this originally, when I was making my original point that you made much more succinct, Josh, Zane was making a face.
No,
unrelated.
I think Zane is tired of us talking about this. I think that's what the face is.
No, I was trying to interject a joke and you went on too long and said it. The timing. You said it's not worth it.
No, do it. No, now you have to do it. I wouldn't let it go if you hadn't.
You repeated the phrase "coming on the show."
I know.
And I was going to say, What did you do?
I don't remember that.
But then you kept talking, and the moment passed, and so I just let it go.
Wait, how many times do you guys come when we're on the show?
Six.
You say, "Oh, I'll take the under." I mean, the bottom. No, but I mean, am I being unreasonable? I'm not asking you. I'm asking Zane, because you already said your piece.
Okay.
Am I being unreasonable about Ernest Cline? And am I being unreasonable about asking people's expectations to match? I'm not
really
an opinion maker.
Right.
The reason that I brought it up is because we were talking about Patrick Rothfuss, who that's an author that all three of us really like, and mm-hmm. we really enjoyed reading those books, and so we're inclined to defend him, and we mean criticisms of him and are like, "That's shitty. Why would someone be so shitty to him?" But I just felt like it would only be fair say, like, we've also stooped to that with our criticisms of someone like Ernest Cline.
No, it's fair.
And so I just feel like it, I didn't want to pretend like, "Well, you never did that."
Right.
Meanwhile, there's a lot of shit talk. So that's really why I brought it up. I feel like that deserves a little bit of introspection on our part.
Absolutely.
Because I do think, like,
that's fair.
It's very easy to stoop to that, and we are absolutely all fucking guilty.
Oh, absolutely.
That.
And that part of it
And
is,
I mean that in, like, the royal we. Like, not just the three of us,
everyone,
but, like, everyone.
Anyone with an opinion thinks their opinion is
right. Right. And it's, you know, to me, you absolutely have the right, the inherent right, and I would maybe even argue that it is the overall point to criticize art, any kind of art.
If nobody did that,
deserves criticism, not because you're trying to make it better or anything, but because the whole point of art is, does it make you feel a thing?
Is it making you feel
have
a
experience
thing?
What does the experience mean to you?
Yes. And, like, does it make you think? Does it make you feel?
Right.
Even if what it makes you feel is, like, that's shitty. Like, it's working.
It did something.
It did something for you.
I have read two Ernest Cline books cover to cover.
I did, too.
So, like, it served its purpose. And most artists and authors agree that, like, once they put something out in the world, it's kind of like it's still theirs, but it doesn't really belong to them anymore.
Right.
And it's the whole point is for it to be consumed. So you have the right and you should be thinking critically about the art and the entertainment that you consume. That's awesome. That's the whole point. Good work. You're doing it. It's the human experience. But also, especially online and stuff, when it's really easy to be a piece of shit, be thoughtful about right. the kind of criticism that you offer, and yeah. maybe try to make it more thoughtful than just like personal attacks.
I hope his dog dies. Or
personal attacks on people who enjoy it. You know, it's things like that.
I know I can be glib about the things that I don't like, including Ernest Cline.
We all can, and that's the whole. I'm not saying I'm kind of coming off as like an admonishing mother, but that's sort of what it made me think about.
No, it's very fair,
and I think it's only fair that we turn that on ourselves.
But I think that. Like you said though, Zane, like I know we make jokes and we're glib, but ultimately, you know, my criticism for those works comes from a place of love mm-hmm. and not love of Ernest Cline, a love of literature and a right. love of sci-fi. And you
even
know,
a love of the things in the book that it you like that,
like
I don't hate the 80s. I love the 80s.
The first conversation we had about it wasn't, oh, it's shit. Like, right. it's kind of turned into a bit on the right. show where we just right. joke about what shit it is.
Right.
But, like, I've shown my work. You know what I mean? I've my evidence right. backs up what I'm saying.
I would agree.
Which is different than saying, like, quoth is Mary Sue.
Right.
Right.
Like,
because of this, yeah, because I
don't get it. Because I, yeah. you know, like, I think.
Because I don't like Patrick Ross.
Because I read Mary Sue on the internet, and now I think I have to use. Right. A lot of yeah. it's that, too. Yeah. Like, I learned this.
Gaslighting Mary Sue.
Right. Like, dude, right?
Right? Like,
yeah.
Everything's gaslighting. Yeah. but, like, and not to. There's nothing to say, though, that the people that the people who are calling, quote, Mary Sue. Are any more or less valid than me saying that Ready right. Player One isn't a good sci-fi?
Just because we're on the most popular literature podcast on the internet doesn't mean we know what we're talking about, even though we do.
Well, I mean, I know what I'm talking about.
Zane doesn't.
I don't know what Sean's talking about.
I don't want to cowtail to this anymore.
I don't have the move button ready. God damn it. Every time you say it, I'm not ready.
I just want some cowtail.
Yo, let's eat some cowtails.
Do you have peanut butter eggs in there?
That is not a cowtail.
If you say it, he'll do it, so don't. What the fuck is that?
It's in Zane's wheelhouse. It's a horse noise, Josh. You never heard a horse?
No. Oh, come on! Oh my god.
Is it like copyright infringement to use this sound?
Probably that one. Shut up! Definitely that one.
Shut up! All right, I think it's time to take a break. Silence, Earthling! Ernest Cline, is that you?
Hello, welcome back to Cracking the Spine, episode 98. I'm Josh.
I'm Zane.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Sean.
Let's do my best NPR. I guess I gotta go a little lower.
We can do the NPR.
No, I don't want to. I can't talk that quietly for so long. I need to let it out!
Do you think the NPR hosts, like, when they get home, just, like, yell? Like, all
the time? I would. Because I'm probably not gonna have a job soon, because they're gonna get rid of all that stuff, right?
What do you mean?
PBS.
What?
Yeah, Dane's yawning. Yeah,
Well, Josh is boring me.
Classic NPR.
The internet, am I right?
So, I don't know. Don't criticize us, because you're not entitled.
You can, I don't care.
I mean, criticize us.
Just don't say when something is late.
Do it on Twitter.
Because there is no late.
Do it on Facebook. Do it via email or the subreddit. Send us topics.
Don't do it on
Zane, you can talk, you know. This is a part of the show where
you
we're talking.
You seem like you're doing a good job.
You sure about that?
No.
Because the face you're making makes me think I'm not doing
What's
a good job.
What's the email address?
CrackingTheSpineShow@gmail.com.
I knew that one.
You did not.
What's the Twitter?
You tell me,
good
Josh.
Good question.
CrackingSpinePod.
No.
That's the Reddit. Shit.
That's also not the Reddit.
Shit! I'm batting below the Mendoza line tonight.
No, it's the Mindbart Hanafly phenomenon.
What's the one when you pop your ears by swallowing or yawning? That's got another German name.
I think it's called popping your ears?
No, it's kind of
name?
Yeah, something maneuver, and it's a German.
Something maneuver?
Yeah, it's Heimlich? Like you do it on purpose. It's not Heimlich. I know that one.
Look it up, Sean.
I can't.
It's a weird exchange.
Just do it. I just don't.
Anyway, please send us topics.
Yeah, please.
Please, God.
Please talk to us.
Please.
We love you. And we need the attention. Ask Podomatic
to fix the fuck out of the
Yeah, we're really fucking, stream. Fucking sorry. Guys, we are pulling our hair out,
I don't know what to do at this point. Because it turns out, I don't know why, but if you're already subscribing to the show on iTunes, new episodes appear. If you're not subscribing to the show, you can't find it.
And so don't unsubscribe.
My God, please don't.
Don't unsubscribe as a way to fix it, so because it doesn't fix it. It actually makes it worse on your end.
Podomatic claims that they've fixed it on their end, and it's hard to get any help from iTunes. But I give you my word, I am doing my level best to get it right. Hopefully, by the time you're listening to this, it will be a thing of the past. But I'm still – feel free to send fucking angry emails to Podomatic, because at this
and
point
iTunes.
I'm tired of being polite about the fact that we're paying these people to host our show.
This is relevant to what we're talking about. Should I click medical term for popping your ears? But the first one is scientific name for popping your cherry. I don't know which one to click, guys.
Why don't you hold down on one, open in a new tab.
What did you Google to get both of those in one search result?
I don't know.
I'm wondering if it bases it off of his, like,
his
search history.
Google.
Yeah.
Probably.
Popping ear cherries?
Ear cherries? It's not telling me.
Is it maybe the cherry popping daddies?
No! Don't say that!
Is it like a Beetlejuice thing?
I hate every stupid, dumb band from that time who did all that bullshit. I don't want to talk about it.
I can Whoa. Tell.
Don't you think the lead singer of the cherry popping daddies was the hottest guy of the 90s?
No.
Oh my God.
Guys, that's an... It's an in-joke. We'll save it for next week.
Wait, I found it.
Stay tuned for next week when we discuss who the hottest guy of the 90s was.
Music guy. Hottest music guy.
Was it music guy specifically?
Yeah. Because movies don't count. Because guys in movies are hotter than guys. Because guys in movies are hotter than guys in music.
What?
Yeah, I mean,
when?
Since
the advent of the video camera?
Yeah, video, really.
What?
Movies, people.
Video kill the radio star, Zane.
Yeah, radio. You could be ugly. You could be ugly.
Radio Gaga.
But
I love that song.
In the 90s, we had music videos, and musicians had to appear.
They had to get better. But you're saying this is another topic. Sean's saying for a longer period of time, movie stars had to be hotter than movies.
Yeah, but that's not true anymore.
Ugly guys go into music. Hot guys go into movies.
Also,
you have to be pretty hot to go into movies.
That's what I'm saying.
But also, there's a lot of hot guys who play.
Yeah, but like
music.
They're not movie hot.
They're not movie guys.
Trent Reznor's never been in a movie.
He made music for movies.
That's not the same thing.
Trent Reznor is ridiculously hot.
Not anymore. He used to be.
He's
now he's too steroided out.
Is he roided up?
I still would.
She's gonna
say. I still would.
No, I'm not saying I wouldn't. I would.
Let me Google it. How to pop Trent Reznor's cherry.
Guys, thanks so much for listening. And feel free to criticize, because that's the thing. Like, it's okay.
And we
but
love
also,
you.
Don't expect that we're going to change anything off of your criticism, because that's also the thing.
And also, I love you.
Also, Zane loves you, Trent Reznor. You're all Trent Reznor this week.
You're all the Trent Reznor in my heart.
Gross.
Check them out. Books. Check them out. At your library.